In last week's Sedra and Parshas Bo, there were two psukim that are very similar, but they're not identical. It says, when Bnei Israel listened to Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Korban Pesach, so it says, Bnei Israel lost the Kashatzi B'Hashem es Moshe. When they had the mitzvah to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and to ask for matonis, so they felt uncomfortable, but they did so. So it says, Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. They did as Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva points out, why is there a shinu loshen? How come here it says kidvar Moshe and there it says kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe? So he and Nikdushas Levi usually has chsidis. Here he has Adar Hapshat. So he says that Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Ein Loshen Tzav, Ela Loshen Ziris, Miyad Uledoiris. He's quoting Tanoim from the Sifro Toras Kohanim. So the word mitzvah is a technical term that means a mitzvah which is binding throughout all the future generations. If you have a mitzvah to knock on a next door neighbor's door and to ask for matonis, that's only once in the history of the world, on Erev Pesach Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not farechent as a mitzvah. The Rambam says, Harei Mismatcha Alayam Uvkoehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to do Kriyas Yamsuf. That was once in the history of the world. They had a din not to leave over the mon. That was only during the 40 years in the Midbar. Even if the mon would fall down today, you're allowed to leave over for the mon for tomorrow. Whenever you have a Hayra Shor, that's not included in the listing of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists off the 14 klolim, the 14 shoroshim, the guidelines, what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, doesn't belong. But the Rambam says you only include mitzvahs from the Torah, you don't include mitzvahs from the Rabbanon, you only include mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations. Whatever is only Hayra Shor doesn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Kedushas Levi says Korban Pesach is a din l'doiras. There were a couple of details of Pesach Mitzrayim that didn't apply l'doiras. Masnechem chagurim na'lechem b'raglechem ma'kelchem b'yadchem achaltem osa b'chipazon. These were only harashah. Mikram bi'ba'osar, they had a bite on the 10th and shefted on the 14th. That these are only dinim harashah. But the main din of the Korban Pesach was a din of Korban Pesach l'dermis. So that's why the pasuk can say, they fulfilled the mitzvah. But knocking on the next door neighbor's doors to ask for matonis, that was purely harashah. So you can't say, Bnei Yisrael Asu Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That's the wrong verb. So it says, Bnei Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe. That was a Nevuah. That's exactly the difference between a Nevuah. Nevuah, by definition, means Hayra Shor. Menachas Chinuch has this strong Kasha. This is Rav Soloveitchik said this when he delivered the Hesped for his uncle, Rav Elvala. This was part of the big Hesped, and he said this years earlier. He said this. The Menachas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha. We have a din in the Mishnah. If a Novi gives you an instruction, it tells you, I got a Nevuah, you have to sell your shares in AT&T and invest the money in chocolate ice cream or something. So whatever the Novi says, you have to listen. If you violate it, so the Menachas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu given a Novi. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said is Oiv al Divrei Novi. So if a person talks Loshon Hara, some of my best friends talk Loshon Hara. Person talks Loshon Hara, Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Person wakes up late and he doesn't say Kriya Shema B'zmano, he's Oiv al Divrei Novi, Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So who is not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim? Only if you violate Dinim D'Rabbana. Whoever violates any Din D'Raisa, Moshe Rabbeinu Gizok, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. How can it be? It's impossible. No, everything. He says everything Mipi Agvur. Moshe Rabbeinu said. But all the dinim deraisa is takoy v'al divrei novi. It can't be. So the Menachas Chinuch gives a teretz and the Ragat Shav. Everybody gives teretz. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a teretz years ago, and now that's the popular teretz. That people already forgot that it comes from Rav Soloveitchik. So he said the teretz says v'al divrei novi means if the novi tells you hayru ashor. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said as a hayru ashor, Haka would be Misa B'dei Shamayim. Whoever wouldn't want to knock on the next door neighbor's door's case for Matonis would be Oiv al Divrei Novi. But whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'Torah's Torah, if it's binding the doors, that's by definition, that's not called Oiv al Divrei Novi. Oiv al Divrei Novi means if it's only B'Torah's Hoira Ashur. If it's L'Doris, then it's Oiv al Mitzvahs. A Mitzvahs have a whole system. Some have Kores, some have Mitzvah Dei Shemaim, some have Mitzvah Bezim, some have Malkus, different onshin. So that's a void from the Kedushas Levi explaining the Shini Moshim, Loshin. That in conjunction with the Bezos Mitzrayim, it says, B'nai Yisrael also Kedvar Moshe, because that was Hayra Shoa, that was a Nevuah. And with respect to Korban Pesach, it says, B'nai Yisrael also Kashatzi V'Hashem is Moshe. And today's Sedra, it says, B'nai Yisrael also Kashatzi V'Hashem is Moshe, that they, with respect to the Mon, that the Mon came down every day, and they didn't leave it over to the next day. Some of the wise guys left it over to the next day. Dasam Abim left it over to the next day. And by Yoram Toloim, by Yivash, it got spoiled, and it was, there were worms developed in it. So the rest of the Bnei Yisrael observed what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And on Friday, they had to leave over for Shabbos, so they all left over for Shabbos. So the Loshon of the Pasuk says, Bnei Yisrael Loshon, Kasa Chiva Hashem is Moshe. How can it be? That's purely Hora Shoa. The whole thing is Hora Shoa. So, how can the Pasuk use such a term, Bnei Yisrael Loshon, Kasa Chiva Hashem is Moshe, if you're dealing with the Hora Shoa? So I think maybe the answer is, the different possibilities, maybe the answer is that there is to leave over for Shabbos. That is a din. You have to make preparations to Kedusha. To the extent that you make more hachonis in advance, you will be able to experience the Kedusha more so. So there's a mitzvah of kibud v'yoinik in connection with Shabbos, a pasuk in Yeshaya. So oinig, what's the difference between oinig and kibud and oinig? So the Vilna Gaon explains in the Rambam, oinig is the pleasure that you enjoy on Shabbos, that you eat the delicious food and the house is clean and the table is set and so on. And kibud means that you took a shower in advance and you set the table in advance and you put up the cholent and you lit the candles in advance. All the hachonas that you do in advance, that's called kibud. And the fact that you enjoy the pleasant atmosphere of Shabbos, that's called oinig. So this is a din l'doros. The din is, whenever it comes to an inyan of Kedusha, you have to make achonis in advance. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that two of the Amoraim were debating with each other, who is the greater Marbitz Torah? So one of them said, if the Torah would be forgotten, I would be able to be machzeh b'pulpuli. I have such a koyach ha'pilpul, I'd be able to reconstruct all the halachas that would be forgotten. And then Rab Chiya, they're both students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rab Chiya says, I'll do better than you. I will see to it that the Torah will not be forgotten. How will he see to it? So he says, I will plant bushes of flax, and I will harvest the flax, and I'll make nets to trap animals. I'll trap deer, I'll shech the deer, and I'll remove the hide, and I'll make parchment, and I'll write Sifrei Torah, and I'll take a group of children and teach them Bereishis, and I'll take another group, teach them Shmois, and take another group, teach them Vayikra, and I'll tell them each one should teach the other one, and the Torah will not be forgotten. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, why do they have to plant the flax? Like Chad Gadya, going to plant the flax, and going to manufacture the net, and he's going to catch the deer, and he's going to shech the deer, he's going to skin it, and he's going to make the parchment, he's going to write the Sifrei Torah. Buy some Sifrei Torah and teach, buy Bereishis Shmos, and teach the children. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, when it comes to Inyani Kedusha, the more hachonis you do in advance, so the more the Kedusha will take root. The more successful you'll be in doing the Kedusha. So that's Taka Din L'Dervis, that you have to prepare for Shabbos in advance. Shouldn't just come in. People go to a hotel for Shabbos, so you don't do anything in there, just drive in, and everything is taken care of. You should always try to do as much hachanas in advance as possible, to the extent that a person makes more hachanas on Erev Shabbos, so to that extent he will be able to absorb the Kedusha more on Shabbos. That's why the Chassidim go to Mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara just says, Chai Baram Tairatzma Berego, on Shabbos Regolim. Well, you have to go for Shabbos. They feel Nocha Hachana, they do another Hachana. You should all try to make as many Hachanas as possible.